Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Breaking news, the May jobs report just came out, and the numbers are not good.
It just 69,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is 8.2%.
The expectation overall was for 155. You got 69.
The last time we had job growth below 100,000, April of this year, when it was 77,000, way below the consensus. The job losses, construction, huge, down 28,000. Also, the long-term unemployment increased to 5.4 million.
And 8.2% is up. And 69,000 is way down. Stock futures were down 200. They're now down 175 points. The previous 2 months were revised downward.
And it confirms this slowdown that we've seen over the past couple of months.
Well, there's an interesting ad. It's an RNC ad. If you knew it was an ad, you knew it was from the RNC. It certainly isn't going to be from the DNC. A montage of news media reactions, news stories, that sort of things. Headlines, as they say, taken from the news, the latest job numbers, the economy, as many people have said over the course of the last couple of weeks. If, in fact, the Republicans, whether it be you're running for Congress or running for the Senate or running for the White House, would stick to that message, stick to the "are you better off now than you were 4 years ago" message, then they win. If they keep picking away at these other silly things, then it becomes... a more of a horse race, but the numbers not good for the Democrats. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Monday, the 4th of June. We're here to recap mostly what the Sunday morning news programs on television are all about, and the comments that come not only from those who are supposedly experts, but from you, the folks who listen to these programs. You can dial us in at 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The listen box at DougSteffen.com explains that. So as you can imagine, all of the political numbers, we'll get to the soda ban. That comes up later on. But first, let's get to CBS's Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer talks to David Axelrod, the Obama apologist, about getting shouted down at a rally last week by Romney supporters when he tried to talk, that is, Axelrod, about the president, jobs and the economy, that sort of thing.
What about that rally up there?
Well, look, we went up there to make a point about Governor Romney's economic record. Governor Romney offers himself as a job creator, a kind of economic oracle, and he's saying the same exact things that he said 10 years ago when he ran for governor of Massachusetts. And what happened? Massachusetts plunged to 47th in job creation. They lost manufacturing jobs at twice the rate of the country. They grew jobs at one-fifth the rate of the rest of the country. It wasn't the record of a job creator. He had the wrong economic philosophy, and he failed. And I was disappointed that they chose to send a bunch of campaign staff to try and drown out the speakers. But you can't drown out the record, Bob. The record is very clear.
The New York Times says that the weakening recovery is a serious liability for the president's reelection. Romney, as you just said the job numbers out Friday were devastating. Is the president going to have to do something here that he hasn't tried before? Is he going to have to do something to jumpstart this economy?
Well, Bob, first of all, obviously the numbers this month were disappointing. The president said when he took office back in 2009 and the country was losing 800,000 jobs a day that it took years to get into this mess and it was going to take long, persistent effort to get us out of it. He took some tough decisions, the auto intervention being a major one, and we've had 27 months of private sector job growth now and 4.2 million jobs created, or 4.3. So we have to do more. He's asked the Congress for a series of steps to get construction workers back to work, rebuilding our roads and bridges, to put teachers back in the classroom, to help homeowners renegotiate, refinance their homes under these low interest rates, homeowners who are responsible and their homes are underwater. All these things would help the economy. What was striking about what happened on Friday was how quick the leaders of Congress were out there wringing their hands. These are the architects of obstruction, and now they're complaining about the pace of the recovery. They should put down their political hats and join us and help solve these problems.
But aren't you going to have to do more than just attack Congress? I mean,
it's not a matter of attacking Congress, Bob, and I don't think the American people are looking for us to attack each other. They're looking for us to work together. There are specific steps. You look at this jobs report. What was interesting about it is manufacturing up. We've had 500,000 manufacturing jobs created over this recovery, the best record in two decades, largely because of what the president did relative to the auto industry, which the Congress and Governor Romney opposed. What was down was construction. What was down was education. The very things that the president has been trying to get the Congress to act on were the things that were down. I think the country is going to demand action. What we've learned is they will only act when the country demands action. Otherwise, they're going to sit on their hands. And instead of high-fiving each other on days when there are bad news, they should stop sitting on their hands and work on some of these answers.
Well, maybe he's right in that last sentence there. That's David Axelrod, Obama advisor, trying to take Mitt Romney's record apart. They don't want their record taken apart. It's a very interesting thing, isn't it? And back to what people want to hear. They want to hear, how are you going to solve it? Don't tell me about what happened 8 years ago or even 4 years ago. They don't want to take credit for that either. Politicians, generally speaking, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, don't want to take, they want to blame other people. They don't want to take responsibility for their own thing. Kind of a disgusting reality when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. Okay, so we heard from the Democrats. Now we'll hear in a moment from the Republicans an argument for. That's coming up next here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva. Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Politics is front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we get started the week with the focus on the Sunday morning news programs on television and their focus on the presidential race, jobs, numbers, that sort of thing. So we heard from David Axelrod, who's on the Obama side. Let's listen to Ed Gillespie, who's a Republican, talking to Chris Wallace on Fox about Mr. Romney.
Let's start with the jobs picture. For the first 2 months of 2012, job growth averaged 267,000 jobs a month. For the last 3 months, it's averaged 96,000, with just 69,000 jobs created in May. Question, what does Governor Romney think is the problem?
The problem is this administration and this president, policies are hostile to job creators. And we see that on any number of fronts, whether it's the excessive regulations and the mandates. The mandate in the president's health care bill alone was estimated to cost 850,000 jobs in our economy by the Congressional Budget Office. You look at the Keystone Pipeline decision, which would have had an immediate impact on job creation. The proposed tax increases on job creators. This is a hostile environment for job creation in our economy, and that's why, frankly, it adds a sense of urgency in terms of this year's election to be able to turn things around, because the only thing that's going to change it are changing the policies, and that means changing the person in the White House.
All right. President Obama says a big part of the problem is that House Republicans are blocking some of his jobs ideas that he's had out there since last September, ideas like giving small business a tax incentive to hire more people or more targeted spending for infrastructure and to hire more teachers.
Congress hasn't acted on enough of the other ideas in that bill that would make a difference and help create jobs right now. There's no excuse for that. Not when so many people are still looking for work.
Does Governor Romney think that the House Republicans should pass some of the Obama Jobs Act? And what about early action to deal with these big spending cuts and tax increases that are automatically going to be triggered at the end of the year?
Well, a couple of things, Chris. The House, as you know, has passed job-creating legislation that the Democrats in the Senate have not taken up and passed and sent to the president, and the president hasn't worked to get them done. The problem is not what the Congress hasn't done with Republicans in control of the House. The problem is what Congress did do when Democrats controlled the House and the Senate and the White House in the first few years of this presidency.
But the stimulus bill
and the health care bill and the Dodd-Frank excessive regulations are part of what's stifling our economy today.
But if I may press my question, does Governor Romney think, you know, because forgetting the election, the fact is that this economy is going to be in trouble over the next 5 months, if he's elected, the next 7 or 8 months before he steps into office, does he think that the House Republicans should pass some of the Obama Jobs Act? And what about early action to take away what's being called Taxmageddon?
Well, Chris, what Governor Romney thinks is we need stronger presidential leadership. You don't see President Obama, all he does seemingly is campaign and go to fundraisers. Where is his leadership on this, on Taxmageddon and the sequestration? Has he done anything at all to try to bring members of Congress together to try to avoid this? Has
he, would he support early action?
I think he would wait to see what they came up with. But I think what he supports is leadership, which is vacant right now, which is absent, and that is what's contributing to our stagnant economy.
All right, so there's Ed Gillespie about the latest job numbers. Pretty interesting if you compare the two candidates to see where each would be in the tax department after one or the other is elected. You look at the proposal that Mitt Romney's put forth. He would pay half of what he would under President Obama's tax plan. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to pay half what he's paying now. He'd just pay half as much as he would if here's the bottom line. For a man of Romney's means, $5 million a year more in taxes. That's what he'd pay. For Obama, he's not as loaded as Romney is, but he's still pretty well off. Losing his own reelection could provide a tax windfall for him about $90,000 a year if the Romney plan were enacted rather than his own sort of tax the rich vision. A couple of research groups have done this, and they're both liberal-leaning, too. Citizen for Tax Justice and another tax foundation, anyway, says that that both of the men would be better off tax-wise under the Romney plan. Pretty interesting. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Weekend is over. We're back to following what's going on in the world of conversation radio, issue-oriented talk radio, with a review of the Sunday morning talk programs. And an interesting sort of side story came out yesterday in a number of churches around the country. You may remember back in 2008, Mr. Obama took aim at what he called the quote-unquote pew gap, the overwhelming Republican edge among voters who go to church regularly. He didn't close it, but he didn't have to. He needed an extra point or two among them, and he got it. Now, the Dems are trying to repeat that performance, but many of the religious leaders and scholars who backed Obama are skeptical because the Democrats have neglected, have not focused, have squandered the gains they made with religious moderates. And doesn't look like that outreach is going to get them very far this time around. What do you think of that comment and scenario? 800-510-8255. All right, we've heard from Face the Nation and Fox, the Sunday morning program there. Let's go to NBC's Meet the Press, where David Gregory talks to a Democrat, Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, and a Republican, John Kasich of Ohio, about the latest job numbers.
Let's look at the record here, because we're looking at the economic record of President Obama, and here's the jobless rate as you go back to when he came into office. Up and down we go, and now it's going back up in terms of the unemployment rate, 8.2% for May. Here's perhaps the most daunting chart. If you look at three straight months where we've seen this decline in job creation, in February it was looking better, then you see March, April, and May. Right. Not very many jobs being created. Governor Patrick is the president, because of the economy, the underdog again.
Isn't it funny that we talk about the economy in political terms, or about the unemployment rate in political terms first, without talking about the impact on working people and families and the communities they live in. Job gains are always good news. 27 straight months of job gains is great news, but we're never going to have the rate of job gains that we need until the Congress passes the jobs bills that the president's put before them.
And we know that that's a silver bullet. How?
But, you know, we need to talk about that because it's, you know, I know from my business experience and my government experience that investment is what creates jobs. In Massachusetts, we're investing in education, in innovation, in infrastructure, and that's how we've moved from 47th in job creation to one of the national leaders today, and why we've turned around an income decline when Governor Romney was in office to an income gain today.
Right. You had stimulus, though, right, Governor Kasich? We had federal stimulus from this president.
Well, look, I mean, the problem we have, David, I'm going to tell you honestly, the numbers that just came out, they frighten me because I believe we're going to see, in all probability, some unemployment increases in Ohio. I mean, we're down to 7.4%, down from 9.1%, which is great. But these job numbers are terrible. And I agree with Duvall when he says it's about families because, I mean, if you don't get families to work, you create real moral problems in your country.
But here's the problem. But we understand that it's about families. I mean, this is a debate in the campaign about who's got the chops to turn the economy around.
Here's the problem. When you have uncertainty that people face today, when you're talking about higher taxes, when you have this enormous debt, when you overregulate, people are uncertain. If you're a small business person, you can't deal with uncertainty, so you sit on the sidelines. If you're a big company, you don't know what you're going to do. You sit on the sidelines. So the talk about higher capital gains, higher income taxes, this enormous debt, highest debt we've ever seen in our history, which leads us to conclude, or business people to conclude, that means higher taxes. You got an EPA that is overly zealous. You have Obamacare. No one knows even what the rules are. You have Dodd-Frank. No one knows what those rules are. I mean, the rules are so thick you could write many encyclopedias with them. Companies see that and they say, we're out of here. So where's the problem?
Where is the confidence? Governor talks about a lack of certainty. Where is the confidence that people have in this?
I think John is right. There is a certain amount of uncertainty, and that comes in part because the plans that the president keeps putting before the Congress get ignored. Those are plans we know work. The business community is expecting higher taxes because they understand that that is part of the solution to dealing with the deficit.
And why do we have a deficit is the question. So advisors to President Obama and to Mr. Romney squaring off on a couple of the Sunday programs over job creation. Lots of debate and discussion. We have it here. More time for you to sort of jump into this, if you will, at 800-510-8255. That's all coming up in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva. What?
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Moving back into the fold here for another half hour of conversation about what conversational programs are discussing themselves. A review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the issues of the day, the events of the day, certainly the people that folks are talking about, and they are, the conversations about politics always include certainly Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, governors and congressmen and senators, and some of your local politicians, too. Hi to the folks listening this morning in Huntsville, Alabama, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nice to have those folks on board. It's the Talk Review in Boston area as well. The CNN Sunday morning program is part of the focus here. Candy Crowley is the host of it. Here she talks to Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell about the state of Virginia's low unemployment numbers and if that might wind up hurting Mitt Romney.
Even as you embrace it as a Republican governor, does it not make it difficult for Mitt Romney, who has the same problem in other swing states, to come in and say the economy is terrible and, you know, you need to elect a new president? Because Virginia is doing very well under President Obama.
Yeah, I don't think it undermines this argument at all for two reasons. One is, as well as we've been fortunate to do with the lowest unemployment in the Southeast, I tell people, think how much better we'd do if we had President Romney. And number two, I think that there's something going on with Republican-governed states. 7 out of the 10 states, Candy, nationwide, that have the lowest unemployment rates, Republican-governed states. 11 out of 15 with the best.
Did President Obama at all for the good fortune that Virginia has? He's done nothing at all to help you all?
Well, I would ask you, what would you point to that would lead you to say that unemployment? The only thing I can say is that he had nearly $1 trillion in stimulus, and that was one-time spending.
Did it help
us in the short run with health care and education spending to balance the budget? Sure. Does it help us in the long term to really cut the unemployment rate? I'd say no. But we've done a lot of things. Republicans and Democrats in Virginia doing some things that I requested on economic development and targeted tax cuts and other things that I think have made a difference. So I'd say Republican governors are doing some things that are making a difference, and that's why I'm trying to get more of them this year.
So just a tiny bit of credit to the president.
Well, sure. I think there's national policies that have had some impact. But I can tell you this. If we didn't have all these attacks on Virginia's energy industry, we'd be in a lot better shape. This president on coal, natural gas, nuclear, not letting us drill offshore, the Environmental Protection Agency's overburdensome regulations on coal and natural gas have made it much more difficult for us. We'd be lower on the unemployment rate if we didn't have these policies.
Yeah, I'm surprised at Candy Crowley, although I'm not sure that always she asked the most poignant questions. But come on, Virginia and Maryland alike are both very low unemployment rate states because of federal government employees who live in Maryland and Virginia. That's why the unemployment numbers are low there, because the government is out of control hiring hundreds of thousands of people. Where do you think most of them, especially if they live in Washington, are going to live? They're going to live in Maryland. They're going to live in Virginia. They're not going to live in the districts because it's very outrageously expensive for the most part to live in the District of Columbia. So they live in Maryland or they live in Virginia. Thus, the low unemployment rate. Duh. 800-510-8255. Okay, so one more of these Sunday morning television shows that we haven't heard from, and then we'll get to a couple of the radio shows that we monitor for the weekend listening as well. This is from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos, with political analyst Stephanie Cutter, Eric Fernstrom, Donna Brazile, and George Will, about both campaigns seeking women voters.
On the women's vote itself, you see both campaigns going hard at it. We had a new poll come out at ABC this week on Governor Romney's favorability. It showed a huge shift in the women's vote. He had gone about a 20-point shift in the last month. Now, only trailing President Obama by about 11 points. It was about 30 back in April. What happened?
Well, you know, George, I think that the Republican Party is consolidating around Mitt Romney now that he is the nominee, and that includes Republican women. But different polls show different things. On the same day that poll came out, there was another poll by one of your competitors that showed the gender gap at, by a bigger margin than we even won it in 2008. And there were two, I think, interesting things about the ABC poll this week that is really telling about where the election is. One, women believe that Barack Obama understands their economic problems more than Mitt Romney does. And number two, that he will take care of the middle class and help grow the middle class compared to Mitt Romney, where it was singled out that he would help the wealthy and financial institutions. And I think that really just symbolizes the debate we're having. How do you grow the economy? Do you grow it from the top down, or do you grow it from the middle out?
I think women view this election through the prism of their own family. Women, like all Americans, are feeling squeezed by this Obama economy. In many cases, women manage households. They're responsible for paying the bills, and they're scraping and saving to buy groceries and maybe put a little bit of money aside to send a kid to summer camp. I think it's about not so much themselves, but about their children and whether or not their children will have it better than they did, and they don't believe that's the case today.
Well, George, as you well know, the gender gap is alive, it's real, but there's an even larger gender gap between unmarried women and married women, and what's driving the conversation clearly is kitchen table issues, the economy.
And Romney coming back among married women.
Well, look, he's coming back, a little consolidation there, but it's not enough, I believe, to break out in a sweat right now. But here's what's important. The economy, very important for women voters, very important for single women out there. And if President Obama can continue to make the case that he has the policies, the right policies, the right ideas to move his economy along, to keep it healing, to keep it growing, then that gender gap will only grow larger.
Isn't there something patronizing and condescending about talking about the definite article, the women's vote, as though it's a simple and big block? You've pointed right there to one division between the married and the unmarried. I think Romney's carrying married women at this point. But there's been a gender gap for election after election after election. But you know how far back into the mists of American history you need to go to find an election cycle when the Republicans carried the women's vote? 20 months. In 2010, congressional elections, they carried the women's vote.
George Will always has a way of pretty much nailing it, doesn't he, huh? One way or the other. Okay, so that having been said, I want to go back to Maryland versus Virginia. Somebody just sent me a comment that I think is worthy of our attention for a moment here, having to do with an article that appeared in the Washington Post in January, the difference between Governor O'Malley in Maryland and Governor McDonnell in Virginia and their competing political visions. McDonnell stresses fiscal restraint, believes government ought to live within its means, while O'Malley sees taxes as boosters of prosperity. The piece noted that others have remarked on the dichotomy. It's pretty interesting. Two different states, two governors, two philosophies, but yet they're so dependent on the federal government for business, for the people who work in the government, et cetera, et cetera. There's an interesting piece in Reason Magazine written by Larry Hogan, who's the chairman of a group called Change Maryland. He notes that Maryland and Virginia have similar economies, demographics, and shared dependence on the feds, but sharply divergent job growth. The largest taxpayer exodus of any state in the nation is short of California, apparently is Maryland, because of all the 31,000 residents migrated out to Virginia. That's pretty interesting over the course of the last 4 years. And that takes a lot of money out of their economy, as you can imagine. Lots of taxes in Maryland, not so many in Virginia. So which state would you like to live in? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's get to Radio Land. Here's host John McDonald with ABC's David Curley talking about job numbers and the surprise it brought to the Obamaites.
An article in the Wall Street Journal said that the numbers caught Obama by surprise. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think it caught not only the administration, I think it caught economists by surprise. The suggestion before the report came out was that the number would be in 158,000 jobs added, which isn't great, but it turned out being 69,000.
Less than
terrible.
Half. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's why it caught them by surprise, and it's because the economists were predicting a higher number. And then the president tried to spin it the best way he could, but one of our hardest hit, and I'm sure it's true there in Maine as it is everywhere else, has been construction jobs. And 28,000 construction jobs were lost last month.
Wow.
13,000 government jobs. There was some glimmer of hope, though, as well. There were some additions. 12,000 of manufacturing jobs added. That's the good news. Manufacturing continues to come back. And 33,000 healthcare jobs were added. But still, the number was so low that we actually saw the unemployment rate tick up from 8.1 to 8.2%. There's no getting around it. This was bad news for the president in his election effort.
The president said, hey, don't blame me. Blame the Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, he did. You know, he's been saying the same thing. And while there may be some validity to it, Mitt Romney wasn't standing for it. What the president says, listen, we've gone 27 months now of adding jobs, not losing jobs, adding jobs to the economy. Are we going fast enough? No. You and I talked. We should be in the 200,000, 250,000 jobs a month added to kind of get back to where we were over a period of time. And, you know, we're not anywhere close to that. But, you know, his point is that at least we're going the right way. We're not going the wrong way. Romney came right back at him and said, no, this is 40 months that we have had unemployment above 8% and that the president has failed in dealing with the economy. The president kind of not only went after Congress saying, you know, listen, I sent them a Jobs Act back in September and they passed a couple little pieces of it, but they haven't done the whole thing. Let's go. Let's get it done. He talked a lot about Europe yesterday, too, and how the problems in Europe are really dragging down our economy.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things going on. We got to get our own house in order, but the Europeans do as well.
Sounds like a line from Eric Burden and the Animals. We got to get out of this place. 16 minutes before the hour, coming up, the Wisconsin governor recall and also the New York soda ban, as time allows here on the countdown.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey,
One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars. Now, we all know that show. Many of us love that show, and we see those marvelous performances. But you know what? I do not pay attention to the performance. I do pay attention to the rehearsal, because each and every week, every one of those contestants say, I can't do this. It is too hard. I'm never going to be successful. These moves are absolutely ridiculous for me. And then all of a sudden, they go out on the stage after they mentally control themselves, after they get the training that they need, and they perform marvelously. We need to take a lesson from that. We need to understand that each and every time that we're on rehearsal, we're going to get there and we're going to be successful. We're going to perform. We're going to be wonderful. Take a lesson. Take a clue from everything that goes on with Dance with the Stars. Rehearse, perform, excel, be a champion, and win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
800-510-8255, and Doug at DougStephan.com happens to be the email address. So all kinds of connections here to what's going on and discussions thereof in Wisconsin and the Midwest, and actually through the country. There'll be a lot of discussion this week, earlier on especially, about the Tuesday recall vote in Wisconsin. Here's Talk Host Gene Muller with Craig Gilbert from Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Journal, about how close the recall vote may be.
We keep hearing some polls that consistently say a 5% lead, roughly, for Scott Walker. Then we hear about Tom Barrett's internal polls that suggest it's much closer. What are you hearing? What do you think the race is panning out to be right now?
Well, I think the last Marquette poll was a 6-point margin. As you said, a lot of the public polling has been 5-6 points. This poll will tell us something because it's been a little bit of a polling vacuum in terms of the public polling. I think you have to take the internal polls with a grain of salt because internal polls are released selectively, and you don't see all the data. So if this poll comes in and at, you know, 2 or 3 points as opposed to 5 or 6, I mean, that'll suggest tightening. If it doesn't and it's 5 or 6, it'll kind of reinforce the sort of outside perception that Scott Walker is sort of in control of this race. So, you know, fundamentally a close race, but a big difference, 5 points and 2 points.
Conventional wisdom, Craig, has been that this whole recall was about collective bargaining, how Scott Walker handled it, how the legislature okayed it, the reaction after that. Yet Tom Barrett's been running on a lot of this John Doe business, which brings me to my point. What Dan Bice wrote this week, one Barrett advisor telling him, I don't see a path to victory barring additional criminal charges. This from a Barrett advisor who asked not to be named. Is this why Tom Barrett is leaning so hard on this John Doe? Is that his ticket to victory?
Well, he's got to make a broader argument than just collective bargaining and just the policy of collective bargaining. He's got to make an argument about Scott Walker's sort of honesty and lack of transparency, and he's got to make a kind of a character argument because a recall is an extraordinary measure, and people are, you know, are kind of dug in on the union issues. That's been sort of debated. So he's got to make a broader argument, and John Doe is obviously part of that. You know, he has a burden when you're trying to recall a sitting governor. And so that's the sell he's got to make. And it's got to be an argument that isn't just the partisan Democrats. I mean, it's got to be an argument that persuades independents and maybe even some Republicans who may like some of the things Scott Walker has done that, you know, that this is an unusual circumstance.
My predictions for other items that will be discussed this week, George Zimmerman returning to jail is one of them, and the sentence of life in prison for Hosni Mubarak. And that verdict from last week, I'm figuring all of those things, all three of these things will be big items, plus the usual political stuff we'll see. Coming up next, the soda ban in New York here on The Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, 53 after the hour. Talk Radio Review for Monday morning and the soda ban in New York. A lot of people yakking about that, including this Sunday morning show hosted by Joe Bartlett, who talked to analyst Bill de Blasio about Mayor Bloomberg's plan to limit the size of sugary drinks that you find interesting. All right, go ahead. Hit it.
Size of sodas in New York City. It's not a big deal. You get as much soda as you want. Now, taking away that or sugar, it's just sort of an attempt to control obesity. And so I don't have a problem with them. And you, I'm not quite sure I know where you are yet.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to sit down with the health department folks who have put forward this plan. I want to hear them out, and I'll tell you why. You know I've had my differences with the mayor, but when it comes to public health, I've actually found a lot to agree with. I agree with him on the smoking ban. I agree with him on putting the calorie counts up. A lot of what he's done has been right in that category, so I do give him some benefit of the doubt. Now, you know, there's real legal questions here. Is this an overreach? Is this legally viable? I don't know the answer to that, and I'm willing to hear him out. The bottom line is I want to see everyone drink less soda. I want to see kids in particular drink less soda. I have this battle with my own children, which was a lot worse when they were younger, but we still fight on this. So I think the mayor's impulse is a good impulse. Whether this is the best way to do it, I'm not sure. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
I think, for me, it's the snarkiness that he uses sometimes to get these things, you know, through.
Well, that's where, listen, if he would just understand that sometimes the best way is to convince people your position is right and show them the way rather than putting them down while you're trying to help them, he might do a better job.
All right, so there's one person's point of view, 800-510-8255. Here's host Mike Wilson with Stan Pagel about the proposed ban on these large sugary drinks.
One of the things that I don't do is I don't drink a lot of sugary pop. I've just always been kind of a diet pop kind of guy, but I take wholehearted offense at what's going on in New York right now. You hear about this?
I did hear about it. He's another attack on things people like, and you know, it's all about moderation, but at the same time, unfortunately, those 2 or 5% of people that can't control themselves, then the government ends up dictating it for the other 98% of the people that can control themselves.
Mayor Bloomberg, you probably heard Mayor Bloomberg, the guy who got rid of trans fats. He told, you know, your people you can't eat trans fats in New York. Salt, I think they tried to get rid of the smoking ban, the one that started all that led to, you know, dozens and dozens of bars here in the Twin Cities being shut down because New York decided that they were going to lead the way in telling private property owners and citizens what they can and can't do, has now turned his attention to the other enemy of America and to New York. No, it is not Al-Qaeda. It is Coke and Pepsi. So we're now going to, he has proposed this ban where you will not be allowed to sell anything larger than a 16-ounce glass or bottle of pop, you know. So they're going to have to, first of all, they're going to have to remake, you know, all the big drink makers are going to have to remake them all because they usually, these pop bottles usually come in 20-ounce deal. I'm checking my Diet Mountain Dew right now. It is a 20 full-ounce, fluid-ounce deal. So they're going to have to, you're not going to be allowed to sell pop in quantities bigger than that. Now, it reminds me of that scene from Pulp Fiction where John Travolta's character is talking about marijuana or something, and he says, you know, it's illegal to sell it and it's illegal to buy it, but if they catch you with it, it's not illegal to have it. And that's exactly what's going to happen there, because only with pop, because you can just go buy, if you want a 32-ouncer, you can just go buy 2 16s.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything.
All right, so here's Jeffrey in Texas with some thoughts about responsibility here.
Mr. Bloomberg is overreaching, and we would like a perfect world and a perfect nanny state. Well, maybe not a nanny state, but my point is that the accountability of the individual has to be supported. You can't raise a culture on infants and expect them to have a functioning democracy. We'll end up with people like Obama in office, and we'll suffer the consequences. And what I mean about accountability is I really believe that that's the only thing that will make people take responsibility for their health and also the economy. If everyone's had the consequences of what they voted for, I believe our problems would be fixed. We are still basically a rational nation.
That's good to hear, sir. I'm glad you think that. Thanks. All right, so that wraps another hour of overviewing the world of talk radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is written by Ken Kessler and produced by the lovely Evan. And I'm Doug Steffen, the lovely Doug Steffen at 59.